Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 38 Special, bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts yet. Gerald's still in the building. Author of Trends 2000, which was a futurist book when I introduced it to you back in 98. It's now become a book of prophecy. I'm telling you, folks, over the years, this book has come to pass. He's the founder of the Trends Journal and the Trends Research Institute. I would encourage you to check those out, folks. Those are bellwether institutions. Whatever Gerald does, look up the definition of bellwether, and you'll see Gerald's picture there. He's keeping his thumb on what's going on and telling you what's going to be coming up at us. Gerald, thanks again for being here. TrendsResearch.com is the website. All the things we've been talking about, all the anxiety and all the tough comments that we've had to make over the last couple of segments on what the reality is that we're dealing with in America these days, has begat the candidacies of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, I think. And I'd like to know what you think their impact has been and will be through November.
Well, the reason, again, you said it, people are dissatisfied with the status quo. And it's a matter of fact, take that model and bring it into business. People are tired of the same, whether it's in politics, whether it's in music, whether it's in any area. They're looking for new if it's been overplayed with one tune. And that's why Sanders, in his end, and actually Sanders is just playing an Obama. He's pulling out even to his campaign slogan. With Obama's was change you can believe in, and Sanders is a future to believe in. Mm. So, I mean, it's the same game, same people playing it, and they're playing into those sentiments, and that's why Obama won. He said one thing, did another thing. But the people are tired of the same, and that's very important in being an on-trendpreneur, to understand why these things are happening. Here's our trend forecast, and you know me, I'm a political atheist. There's none of them I would vote for. The last person I would have voted for was Ron Paul. Not Rand Paul, but Ron Paul.
Right.
Anyway, so having said that, our forecast is it's going to be a Clinton-Sanders White House. Hmm. And the reason being
you
is
that... You
think
Sanders is going to be the vice president?
Yeah, because what he's going to do, he's the guy out there that's bringing in the
he's
Obama
He's got the leverage,
people.
Doesn't he? He's got the leverage to ask for it, to demand it almost.
Well, who are they going to... Vice president is nothing.
Yeah.
It's a guy that goes around, or a woman goes around the world and shoots their mouth off like Biden and says nothing. You know, it's different when George Bush was in there. He came from the CIA, so when he was with Reagan, that was a different trip. But, and again, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one of our writers, is Reagan's assistant treasury secretary. Mm-hmm. So he'll give you a lot of insight on what was going on. Matter of fact, there's a video on our site with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Trends Research, .com, and you'll see it says Celente Roberts Null, and you'll hear things you never heard before. But going back to the election, Trump has a negative rating with women of about 73%.
Mm-hmm.
Over 10 million more women voted in the last election than men.
And it's going to be more than that this year, because this is the year that every millennial can vote, and half of them are female.
And then they're the Sanders followers. Mm-hmm. So now what
but many of them are Trump followers. Because now remember this, Gerald, you got to be fair about this part. Hillary Clinton, ironically and surprisingly to me, a year ago I wouldn't have said this, Hillary Clinton has a problem with women, especially young women.
And that's why the Sanders comes in. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
She has a 52% negative personality rating. So what Sanders is going to do, he's going to bring in the millennial flock.
Yeah, he will.
And so that's our forecast.
If he becomes her running mate, that's a juggernaut.
That's right. That's what we're saying. And it's going to be, so the election will mean more of the same but worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just be a continuation
of the policies that are going on.
That's a sobering
thought. Who would be the best contender against them?
nobody in the Republican
Party.
But
if it, so, you don't think a Trump Rubio would
no.
work or Trump Kasich?
No. Again,
I don't think Cruz.
Trump
would,
negativity
Cruz
is so high.
Cruz definitely wouldn't beat them.
No, the Trump negativities are so high. And here's the deal. And I mean, we follow this stuff intensely.
20 seconds.
Okay, what they're doing is they're getting now all the ammunition they can possibly use against Trump, going back to his whole career.
And there's a truckload.
So when the election starts, you're going to see a fallout like you haven't seen.
There's a truckload of it, yeah. Hey, Gerald, thanks for being here. As sobering as your commentary is, it's always thoughtful and hard to argue with. Would you come back again real soon?
Oh, love to.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for 18 great years. Gerald Celente. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Gerald joined us, so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.